The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Let's give Him thanks. Let's give Him praise. Let's worship Him. Father, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Let's lift up our hands and give thanks to Jesus. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. Amen. We bring greetings again from our parents. Daddy and Mommy send their greetings always. Give thanks to God for the gifts of man. The answer of God to man is man, but not just man as per man. Men that He has proved, men that He has raised. Our Lord Jesus, the head of the church, gets to send those men to us as gifts. So, they are Jesus's to us. It's Jesus sending Himself. So when He ascended on high, He led captivity captives and He gave gifts unto men. All those gifts are Jesus in portions. And there's no way we can attain unto perfection, talk less of growth or increase, without accepting these gifts to us from the depths of our hearts. And our prayer is the Lord, by His mercy, will help us to discern them more and more. Amen. There is an expression of the spirit of the Antichrist, which subtly we may not fully understand its operation. And it starts in a very subtle way, highly subtle and reasonable, sometimes very logical. He said, who is the Antichrist? He that denieth that Jesus is come in the flesh. It means those people believe that Jesus came, but He hung in the spirit. The contention truly is in men accepting that He indwelt flesh, that God was embodied, and that He wore flesh, and He dwelt in the midst of men. Let me tell you, Satan knows there is God. He knows. Demons know there is God. Spirits are aware that there is God. But the contention in most cases is to accept that He came in the flesh. So, how does it work most times? And that's why as young people, as we are growing, these are also tendencies that the Lord has to really help us to discern very quickly. Discern it very quickly and then begin to walk contrary to it. The things that become big don't look big at the beginning. You see, when you're on a very high express, just a little tilt, that little tilt looks so insignificant. But in the long run, it can be a whole curve of a U-turn. But at first, it doesn't look so, because it looks small. So what I'm saying in essence is that these are things that we need to start discerning gradually, amen, discerning that gradually, and then begin to position ourselves. I know many of us are not like that, but I'm speaking by the Spirit. Amen. Okay, beginning to discern those things and beginning to walk contrary to it. Very, very important. Highly important. That's why you see the scripture we read this morning. Amen. When he was commending those people. You see, they were hungered. And you gave me to eat. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick. I was in prison, you visited me. So, and then the Lord said, the guy said in return, you could see that this was a man that have developed the life by doctrine and culture, that was doing a thing, never knowing he was doing it to the Lord. So it means the people was doing it to where Jesus is. That's why the power of discerning the community, discerning the brotherhood, discerning one another is very strong. Yeah? And from time to time, learning to respond to needs around you. Okay? As a life. Are we together? As a life. Something that you are stirred up to do, not necessarily because we are told to do it. A time comes where you, by yourself, you are stirred up. Why? Because the life in you is living. It's not something that God stirred any time when you were instructed. It's bubbling. The thing is within you, it can instruct you from time to time on things you need to do, steps you need to take. Are we together? And it's of God. It's God speaking to you. And then responding to these promptings, responding to these nudges in your inside. Hence, doing God's will. Very important. Very, very important. That's why the tendency to say, I don't fear man, I fear God, is an antichrist. It's an antichrist spirit. Only Abby. Say me, I don't fear man. I only fear God. You don't know God. Because if you are truly taught by God, he also teach you how to fear men. Why? Because the man you see that you don't fear, I can't guarantee the one you don't see that you fear. In fact, the reason for you is because you can't see him. If he appears, you may not fear him. Now, if yes, why? Because our sense of awe, or sometimes our regards to things that makes us do the things we do from time to time, is because we can't yet see it. And because it remained a mystery, is also a measure of pride in the heart, being expressed as awe or reverence. That's why when that thing is in man, I'm telling you, man, what Satan has done to man, a work he has worked in man. The same people praying, waiting for the coming of the Messiah. When he came, because... So please, is something that we have to learn it. Does it make sense? Eh? Please. Yes, please. Learn it. Learn it early. I'm learning it. I'm not done learning it. I'm learning it every day. Eh? learn it. It's a good circumcision of the heart. A very good circumcision of the heart, where the heart needs to be circumcised with fear. Why? Because until we hit that gusher in the spirit, there's no hope of cutting covenant. And there's no hope of the appearing of the Father to us. Because the Father can only cut covenant with those that fear Him. So please, it's something we need to carefully look at. You can see all the things that John wrote them from the finishing point. That's why you could see the judgment of John is so high. It's so high. That's why you see, it's John that said, when you hate your brother, you are a murderer. They can't say that to a baby. They can't say that to a newborn baby. But when you begin to engage light, and you are at the point of the finishing light, which is also referred to as the perfect light. It means the light that nothing can hide behind. Light that can pierce all things, go through all things, and go to the intent. It goes down to the intent. It goes to the depth. He's also called it discerner. Number one is a piercing light, a piercing word that can travel far. It's that same light that traveled far and located the heart of Satan. Why? Because the whole thing was finished within. There was nothing external. Amen. There was absolutely nothing external that we can see that Satan did. Absolutely nothing. But when that light came, Satan himself admitted that this is true. So this light, amen, can pierce, it can divide soul, spirit, marrow, thought, intent, depth. Why? Because you are developing in knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit. You are developing. You are learning. You are a learner. You are a student of the Spirit. Learning manners of the Spirit. Learning voice of the Spirit. So you don't fully know the Spirit. So that's why you have guidance. Guidance to also help you judge whatever you think the Holy Spirit is telling you is for guide. Why? Because if truly all you needed to grow and develop as a believer and do well was just the Holy Ghost, there might be need for you to be added to church and have a pastor. So there would have been need for pastors. The gifts that Jesus gave, there would have been need for it. So, but these ones, number one, they were apprehended, trained by God, and set. Jesus set them. If as a matter of fact, when you go back and begin to look at how God ordained our maturity to move by, He placed those corners there. And then when you come back to the epistles, the only places where you see so much of emphasis, the only place you see so much of emphasis of the Spirit in trying to school us. Why? Because all our senses were dead. All our senses were dead. Our senses were irresponsive to light. Right? And then when the Lord began to wake some of those senses up a little bit, You look at some of the languages of the Spirit. And the reason for the languages of the Spirit is to also teach us wisdom. Why? Because what you think you have may not be final. That's why the language of the Spirit around perception of what the Holy Ghost seems to say to you is not absolute in language. Okay? It's not absolute in language. It means that the way they put it, even in the scriptures, when you go to Acts of the Apostles, they are all languages subject to judgment. And we perceive. And it was impressed upon our heart. Amen. And we felt. So when you use those languages and the higher judgment comes, you can let it go easily. So they're also teaching us wisdom of operation of that blessing to us. So very important, because many people that ended up having that kind of a mind were people that told themselves, I do what the Holy Spirit tells me. So if somebody tells me otherwise, I don't care because I fear God. And in most cases, you will discover that such a soul would have hit. You would have hit many things on your journey. Wounds that could have been prevented. Injuries that were not ordained for your salvation. Hence, delaying in your growth. Delay in your process, and also delay God's allocation for you. Why? Because the best God can do with your sincere heart is also to teach you the right way. So please, let's put this, you know, in our left hand. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
When you go fish, always you come out fish again, you come out fish jail. So put in your left hand, let it be a compass. And I'm telling us that gradually, everything, not just in terms of those things being restored back, everything will come to manifestation. Yes, I'm telling us, everything will come back to manifestation. But for now, God is taking it cool with us because of what we can take per time. What we can take per time. So everyone is taking it cool and cool and cool and cool. So as time goes on, we start developing capacity. When we come of age and we are mature, God will start speaking to us plainly. There are certain languages God cannot use yet because we have not yet developed muscles for it. There are things you say to children. There are also things you say to sons. Amen. We read Genesis, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, why were you so excited this morning? The excitement was good, but I think there was something to it. For me, it seems that many of us didn't read our Bible today. I don't want to say if you read your hand. It's also part of repentance. Amen. Many of us didn't read our Bible. The Bible for today, Bible reading for today, many of us have not read it. When they say, let's read your Bible, let's factor into the service so that at least we know that we are done for today. Amen. But I think it's very good. We enjoyed it. Bible is sweet. That thing of not loving Bible, now Satan do that work. And that thing is being destroyed. That seed is being destroyed.
Amen.
Some of you see some love books. You can wake up in the middle of the night to read 10 chapters. You don't get tired. Just one chapter of Bible is like, may you die. Who do us like this? You see, an enemy did this. But that enemy is being exposed now.
Press. Jesus. Oh, Father Ghania Stefanedo, you are in a time of restoration.
Amen.
You are in a time of restoration of all things. Yes, even culture, ancient culture that was with men who walk with me,
have
been eroded away even in this time, in this generation. That is the work of the enemy. That is the work of the enemy. But I'm restoring patterns. I'm restoring patterns. I'm restoring manners. Even manner of men who are on a journey. Manner of men who are on a journey. Yes, for you see, you must learn and love the word. You must love the word. For you can't see me in speaking if you have not been diligent with me in letter. Yes, yes. For the letter is meant to connect you to voice. It's meant to connect you so that you can see me speaking. For you see, men who journey with me, they read. They are men of resources. They are men who devour even resources that I made available in their time. Yes, this is a sign of men who are on a journey. It's a sign of men who want to see me. For you see, it's a culture of men who want to see me. Who want to see me. For me to know that you are eager to see me. You are eager to hear me. I must see a culture around you. I must see your manner. I must see your intent. I must see you setting. I must see your quest. I must see your quest. For even this instruction is to enact and to stir up a quest within you. It's a quest. You must learn this manner. If you indeed connect to the God of your Father. Yes. This is the training and discipline of your Father. This is the training and discipline of Busuyi. This is the training and discipline of men who have walked with me, who are hearing from me. You can't hear directly if you have not stayed and learned and received instructions from them. Yes, you must see it as part and parcel of your building. Nothing must be missing. It's all to make you total. To make you sound, to make you whole, a believer, so that you will not be malformed, that you will be formed fully. Take it jealously. Take instructions jealously, for it will tender to your growth, and you will arrive end and end in me, even in this season. Take it. It's an instruction for your growth.
Amen. So take it. Amen. I want you to calm down. Amen. You will discover that there is something that reading scriptures even does to your mind. Amen. Yes. I mean, just sitting down to read scriptures, aside the life that you assess by it, there is a schooling. You see the way we're reading those things. Something is happening to your mind. So you will understand why, you know, the Jew today, I'm talking about the natural Israel, why they're a bit different. In almost all the worlds, the world of science, the world of discovery and invention, they are the one topping it. Not because they are just like a special people, as it were, no. It's because what they were given to reading. Huh? What they were given to reading. That thing called scriptures that you just read is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. Amen. That's what they call a bar mitzvah in the Jew culture. Maybe at the age of 12, 13, where a child goes to the temple to read the Torah. Not just cramming. It's not just cramming. They read it. Some reach the point where they have it in the template of their minds. Can you memorize Genesis chapter 1? Just Genesis chapter 1. You will die. So you could see the mind has been schooled. Schooled for a reason. Why? Because the being you want to learn, there is a mind to learn him. So the reason for the scripture is also to prepare the mind. Are we together? Amen. And that's why you discover that, you know, while you were in school, anything that has to do with Kagberu, Kapuo, the Muslims were beating us there. almost in most faculties, you will see them, all these are far where the trousers are just there. They have to do cramming, pouring. You'll be wondering, what kind of mind is this? It's a principle. Even though what they're exposed to is not light. Amen. But the mind has been schooled. Many reflexes, channels and faculties are opened. So what brings about that is also the same thing in a way. Eh? That they used to call Ilekeu. What did they do there? They cram. Eh? So by just cramming that thing, some things got open. They also enhanced natural learning. Natural learning in school. There is a way the mind has been framed to absorb knowledge and keep it, or to retain it. Amen. Amen. So when the Lord was telling Timothy, he said, from a child, not youth, from a child, thou hast known. So this was not just distinct to just Timothy. That is also a culture. Only that the response could be different per child. And also the emphasis of the parents. That's why the grandmother and the mother were commended. That means they've done it well with Timothy. Are we together? So as a child, thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise. Kai. So scriptures, staying on scriptures, reading scriptures is also a gateway to wisdom. Yes. Is a door to wisdom. Eh? Is a door to wisdom. Now, not just spiritual wisdom alone. Sometimes natural wisdom. So the reason why that nation, when it comes to wisdom in the natural, they seem to excel more than other nations. This is one of the secrets. Why? Because a template has been laid. Not only that, amen. What they're also exposed to reading are things scripted by God. Eh? Things scripted by God to help the mind. See, I've come to know, if you follow this gospel well, even if you were done naturally, you'll be brilliant. Why? Because the disciples, I mean, it's clear that a good number of them did not know letter. Why? Because people said it. But the reasoning, the quality of thought, the quality of judgment, people came to acknowledge that these guys, no, they are learned. Amen. Amen. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were what? Unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So it means, what's going on here? As a result of what they were exposed to, something was being tampered with. Amen. Amen. I remember in those days, you know, I know many of you probably read it, Papa Hagen, in one of his books, you know, he had issue. That's when you use something like hammer to hit somebody's head in class. And the boy just pass out. How many of us read it? Thank you. The boy just pass out. Now, the thing is this. He said at some point, what it was, and what was he doing? Papa was reading scriptures. Amen. Amen. Maybe I was trying to also help you so that you can find joy in reading. So it won't become, because your blessing is in having understanding of what you stand to profit by doing what you are asked to do. Not only that, it also helps you to assess. Do you know what? By just reading Bible, it opens your tongue. It opens your tongues. It also affects, hallelujah, your pronunciation of words, complex words. So daddy will say, no, you see, when you start growing old, I know you guys are into the medical world, and they will tell you when you start aging, certain members of your body naturally go passive. So you have to consciously begin to exercise them. Eh? They said, do your tongue like this. Why? Because they feel that when you are aging, the tongue is no longer too active. Am I correct, mama? And daddy said, when I speak in tongues, I know how much that tongue, that good in my mouth. There's no way you speak in tongues. Try and speak in tongues now. Your tongue inside can remain passive. Now, so when God says speak in tongues, it has a spiritual benefit and also natural benefits. Because there's no reason, akamoria, breast, no matter. See how your tongue is moving. Now imagine you pray in tongues every day. Number one, it makes you healthy in the spirit. It makes you healthy in the natural. Not only that, it's a spiritual exercise, also blessing your tongue with life. You can't compare it with somebody doing like you. For it's even tiring because there's so much effort in it. So Papa said at some point there was a brightness that came upon his mind. People knew. And then he said, when he got baptized with the Holy Ghost, amen. When he got baptized with the Holy Ghost, something happened. People in class knew that something happened to him. Something rested. So many of these men, when you look at them, the more they journey, the more they get more refined. More refined in the spirit. Amen. So Timothy was being commended here because he has known the scriptures. Amen. He has known this as a child. He has known it. He has known it. He has studied it. Stay on it. Read it. So reading of scriptures was something normal. And that's why the scriptures say, as his manner was. Jesus goes to the synagogue to read the scriptures. Amen. Amen. So you read more now. And you read it with joy.
Yes,
can't you see temperature in those chapters? Yes. I am learning God again. Can't you see temperatures in those chapters? Eh? It's not all the chapters you read and you are joyful reading it.
Yes.
Eh? See the climate. Sometimes it goes up.
Yes.
Sometimes it goes down. Sometimes it goes down. Sometimes it goes up. That's also the way it is when you hear message. Now, any deliberate putting together to make the message hot, you have touched it. You have touched it. Allow God is the one that gives the climate and the temperature and also the feeling. Now, those times that it feels as if I am not feeling anything, eh? Like the way you are looking at it, 60 cubit, 1 cubit, regular cubit, SMA cubit, anama cubit, ana linen, ana 20. In fact, some words you never pronounce, you pronounce them today. That's why your tongue was doing con. It never came across those words in your life. You don't know whether you should say chapter or chapters. The whole thing was just Satan. So, you look at those things, God is teaching you something. Learn to abound and abase. In it all, I'm there. Because that is a sign that you are getting mature. Maturity is not gauging things by your feelings. There is a feeling higher than your feeling. God is higher than your feeling. And you know what? You will soon go to Leviticus. When you are not done with that one, you know how God does it. You see, that jealousy, we were all eager. You know, jealousy was so sweet. You are looking forward to the next chapter. God was looking at the soul. See, the way soul is framed, God is wise. And sometimes the way he does it, he may not just do it, the thing will just go up. You're enjoying it. And now come down. And look, I see the next one will be up. It can come down again. As you are complaining, it goes down again. As it goes there again, until you stop complaining, you're not taking it up. Why? Because when you are done with a difficult, you don't go to numbers. You will count tire. Sorry, oh, sorry. Amen. God is good. God is attending to all our faculties. Now imagine a child. Now, the way you are training your children to say, read. That's why don't quickly also be giving them easy chapters to read. It develops their minds. Now, if your mind is not properly developed, they don't start teaching revelation, you get tired. Why? Because revo, amen, is the sum up of them all. Why? Because all those things are in God. Numbers are in God. Blood is in God. Measurement is in God. Color is in God. Material is in God. Even wood. Shitting wood. Kill all of shitting wood, she. I hear socket. Now God electrician. So it means that if you are a mechanical engineer, you already know socket. If you have never heard socket, you don't hear socket today. Why? Because all those languages are in God. God is rich. Now, aside all these benefits, why? Because that's the reason for schooling. You can go to school and you are not educated. It means you've not learned. And people will say, no, you went to school, but school didn't go through you. Why? Because when school goes through you, it opens up your faculty of reasoning. That's why you need that thing. Why? Because that thing is actually meant to develop your faculty of reasoning. To develop it. Once it's developed, things can work in your hand. We don't remove the fact that Satan has hijacked it. But the principle is real and is valid. Are we together? Eventually, those guys, by the time, even though, yes, they didn't go to school, but they were learned in the spirit. So go back and check. Go and check the things that Peter scripted. The things that Peter scripted, you'll be wondering, what came upon this man? What came upon him? Scriptures are powerful. Please, we need to fall back in love with scriptures. Please, we need to fall back in love with scriptures. I know there is a door opening right now that we must all explore. I'm sure at some point this door will shut down. But heaven is using it to kind of culture a people. Culture a people to not understand that what can make you are many things. What would eventually make you are many things in many form, in many manifold wisdom. Some you know just be preaching like this. Arrangement, instructions, patterns. Praise God. Can we thank the Lord for Daddy Busi again? Thank you. Father, we thank you for your servant. Thank you for Reverend Busui. Thank you. Jesus, I thank you for your gifts. My Father, our Father, thank you. Thank you for Reverend Busui Olabode. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Mommy Bingpe. Thank you. Thank you for these gifts to our generation. Thank you. Thank you. We receive all you've given them. We open our heart to all you've given them. We will not reject any. We will take them all in. We will drink ye all of it. Paul said, according to the grace of God given to me, according to the grace of God given to me, I am a wise master builder. According to the grace of God given to me, I am a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. I have laid the foundation. No other foundation can any other man lay. Mutilay. And the way he laid it, it has been laid eternally. God used a man to lay a foundation of the world to come. So how one man, how a building, okay, can be sure to tower to God, the foundation of that building, God committed it to a man. He said, according to grace. So, grace. Eh? Once you encounter grace, grace teaches. Grace is a teacher. Grace teach. And one of the ripple effects of somebody hearing grace, when you start hearing grace, you'll be wise. Anyone exposed to grace and is not made wise is not yet hearing grace. Amen. So, one of the signs that you are receiving grace or the word of grace is being preached to you, or you are under the ministration of grace. Why? Because grace also builds. So the building part of grace, when it is in operation, is because when grace is oozing out, it's bringing forth wisdom. That's how you see Paul has to link grace with wisdom of building. The same man also said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Why? Because wisdom is a builder. So, when you encounter grace, and grace is teaching you, the effect of grace teaching, it will start secreting wisdom. You start getting wise. Wise. Or wise unto salvation. You start getting wise. You now say, I am a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. So, for Paul, God helped this man. That's why it's good for us to discern gifts. To discern gifts and their operation and administration. Amen. I'm not talking about your mind, because God is higher than your mind. In fact, God is higher than your conscience. Why? Because the strength of your conscience is also the strength of your growth. Things you can be condemned at is because of your level. So, we're also admonished to also pay attention to people's conscience. If you know that meat you want to eat can make your brother to fall, don't eat it. It's also in the scripture, right? But don't be quick to condemn. Amen. Now, there is a wisdom of all the apostles. All the apostles had their assignment. Yet, under the same apostolic grace, that's why Peter can do what Paul was meant to do. And the measure of grace, amen, the measure of grace that God opened to Paul because of his assignment, number one, the way he was built, number two, and what he was meant to do in men. Why? Because of all the apostles, Paul was the one giving more mandate to build churches. To build churches. So the wisdom on our church, the wisdom on our church should be built. The wisdom of our church should be administered in all ramifications. In other words, the manifold wisdom, God put it in Paul. That's how Paul can address issues of things that Paul addresses. You hardly see other apostles addressing it. Go and read the epistles. Not because they can't. By the reason of his assignment, and also what should be done. Amen. Amen. Paul taught business. Paul taught servant-master relationship. In fact, all the sphere of our life as a human being, Paul was giving wisdom on all of them. How to handle your single estate, God gave Paul that wisdom. How married people, amen. Amen. The expectation and the principle to run that estate, God gave it to Paul. Now, someday you'll be wondering, why is it that daddy is everywhere? I mean, no wonder. There's no way you push daddy to. You won't have something to deliver that is of God. It's his assignment. And heaven raised that gift for the body. So I want you to not stop seeing just as, you know, that one is eternal life embassy. No, you are not getting it yet. So they'll be wondering the kind of wisdom that will bring on how to manage family. You'll be wondering, where is he fetching it from? How to build children? Where is he fetching it from? And you know it's real. Daddy can talk about a woman. You wonder, how is daddy knowing us like this? So they are delivering to you documents to do well as a man. And God gave that wisdom to a man for us. Daddy will talk about a man. Eh? The last time daddy went to Ibadan. I said, Jesus, what kind of a human being is this? It's looking like heaven just tore you apart like this. And somebody is explaining you. That's how you see today. You can't talk about, you don't see that. Please wake up. I'm begging you, wake up and embody that wisdom. The way God gave it to Paul, God has given something to our daddy. So I know that movement of daddy walking in the midst of the churches, most especially wisdom around families. Wisdom around families is not mere. And it would be a shame that we that in quotes owns daddy don't become it. And they will say a prophet, you know, that won't be our case. My God, Abraham was a businessman. Yeah. Why? Because the life is meant to find expression through all the tributaries. So for the fact that you are growing God does not mean you can't do well in the natural. God is not afraid of you making it. First, he wants to make you. And when you are done being made, you will make it. With the life you carry, if you're a physician, you should be the best in your field. Forget it. With an outstanding spirit of excellence. So listen, do you think that eventually when we said, oh, the nations shall come to the brightness of thy glory, you think it's just anointing? You think it's just anointing? Some things will pull kings. To know there is a wisdom on these people. There is a wisdom on these people. So for Paul, God gave him so much wisdom. Amen. Amen. So much wisdom by the reason of his assignment. Some channels were open. Why? Because we need answer. We need answer. Things around sex and sexuality, some of you would have died in places. If daddy was not raised, forget it. You'll just be hiding and be doing it. And be coming to church lifting hands. And you are dying inside. And you know what? At some point, something will tell this skin is not real. Why? Because it's one thing to keep faith in it. At some point, you meet reality and you make a decision. If this is actually working, why am I still like this? I've not found an answer. So that's what many people to say church is a scam. Why? Because we are playing religion as an answer to issues. Thank God for light. That is not done yet. It will touch some other more places. So we must not stop praying. All the things that God has put in his heart, everything must come out. I'm too sure when you hear again, imagine leadership. Hey, sure, pay church ye. Church ye is everything. Oh, it will turn you confused. I'm actually confused. I'm a confused. My brother, don't worry. I'm inviting you already. Confused. And our people don't come add some. They don't add as soon to it. I'm waiting for that as soon. You see, the man of Jesus is not religious. In the midst of that thing, in and out, it was turning men. The Pharisees said, Ejo, this is your people. They know they fast. I'm too sure those guys are busy eating. This guy, they know they fast. Are you sure he sent? He sent a wine bible, a glutton, that me all like on jet. If you see Jesus, you go run. I'm telling you, he's a good guy. We just come, babe, how are you there now? Hey, follow me, chop something. Jesus just the chop. Yet in the midst of that thing that seemingly looked like play, men were changing. What religion could not do for 1,000 years, 3.5 years, it turned men to gods. It turned men to, he said, these are the men that turned the world upside down. So all those movements, he knew the wisdom how to deal with sin. Well, because the thing we became them by eating. Yes, sir. So in and out, it was releasing spirits. Amen. So come feast. Eh? So start getting ready. The Lord will move in the land. So you see, Paul did not so, because Paul also was also built. That's why you hardly see many of those guys that God eventually used as vessel in his hand that didn't fall in love with scriptures. In fact, one of the things that endeared our Lord Jesus to Papa again is his love for scriptures. Yes. Why? Because there is that, once you hit that thing, there is a chord you strike in Jesus. I'm telling you. And heaven cannot even trust a man that does not trust scriptures. Why? Because there are times where the Lord will come and say, he said, Jesus, I know you are here. Jesus was appearing to him physically face to face and teach him scriptures. He said, Lord, show me where it is. Eh? He's trying to say, Lord, I have exalted your word above your name. He said, Higgy, do you know why I love you? You love the scriptures. So most of the time, amen, when he comes and teach, he will say, no. I remember the first time that he saw a being. You know, Papa is not easily moved. We'll move there. Amen. I said, we'll move there. He exalted the word so highly. When he saw that being standing, he saw the angels. Very tall angel. Very tall. It wasn't a dream. He saw the angel face to face. And the Lord told him, that is your angel. He said, really? My angel? If it were you, I call Rona. The kind of question you ask also tells us where you are. Jesus Kiloruque. Hey, guys. He said, Wafuel. Maybe when he tells you his name, you now look at him. He said, wow. Can you turn day to night first? I know you can do things. There was one that just parted the Red Sea. Can you? You will start thinking of many things based on your own assignment and vision and mission. Many of those guys, everyone has taken ambition from them. In fact, after seeing, he even look away from the angel, he just focused. He said, Lord, where is it? I never knew there's nothing that you have an angel. Really? These little ones? I told you that they are angels, are always before the face of my Father. So the Lord has to use the mouth of 2-3 witnesses to establish it. It was at that point he started receiving that angel. You go on, you wait for scripture. Scripture for where? That's how they bamboozle us easily. Somebody will come here and say, hey! And you may look palana. Eh? And me on me, kini kini ka. Before you know, you are swayed away. You can't even sleep. You'll be sleeping and be dreaming. Some of us cannot even watch all these Yoruba movies. You use it to dream. Because your gates are always open. By the time you sleep, by the time you close your eyes like this, oh, is that thing you saw in the, they'll be pursuing you. Jesus, Jesus. Your mind is not renewed. So, it was easy for Jesus to walk in the midst of Paul's soul. It was easy. Let me tell you, once you start falling in love with scriptures, eh? It makes Jesus' work easier. I won't lie to you. Huh? When you fall in love. Why? Because at some point, let me tell you, what Jesus was doing in appearing to Paul and speaking with Paul was just on that. Jesus was teaching Paul. So when he came up and said, first of all, as I have received it, according to the scriptures, how Jesus died, according to the scriptures, how he died and resurrected on the third day, according to the scriptures, it means all those wisdom of building and raising Heaven was cracking it open by scriptures. He saw everything via scriptures. Oh, scriptures can come alive. The letters can pop off. And start breaking open. You start seeing spirits. So everything according to scriptures. And that's why you will discover that people that interpret better, go and check their depth in scriptures. And I've told you before, there's no way that gift can be found better. Well, because what makes it and the intensity of the fire more punching or more burning, there must be wood. I need the wood. Wood is word. Why? Because you need the language of the scripture to set the mind of the scriptures. Why? Because that you call scripture is the mind. So most time you need to use their term. It's like when you say you need a register. And you have a repertoire of vocabs that you must use to paint picture as they are in God. So if you don't have good seat on scriptures, that thing may not roll out well. And for many of them, when they were on campus, it's just that religious thing of cramming scriptures, reading scripture. They didn't know heaven will use it tomorrow. Yes. Cramming scripture. Maybe you want to go and preach today. Yes. No, be Papa. Yes. Papa won't go preach. You go cram. Because you know, it was cramming that I used to walk. Oh. You rattle people on campus with scriptures. Then it was competition. You remember that three verses. As you talk, say, two go jump out. You just say something. Like that, it was an exercise of righteousness. Why? Because heaven first, they will first of all put letter. It is letter that will turn to spirits. They put words, they put water. Put water. Why? Because if there's no water, there can't be wine. So fill the jar with water. Fill the jar with water. Fall in love. I'm not talking about you now beginning to. You need it for yourself. Yes, sir. And if by adventure, everyone should use as a blessing in any area, you are equipped. What is in thy hand? That's what they ask. What's in your hand? Yeah. Say, you have a rod. Bring me. I want to use it. Yeah. There must be something in your hand. And many of us will know that in the days where heaven nearness to you was real, was when you used to read scripture well. May revelation not take it away. And love for, I want to have more money. We are not doing competition here. I've said it time with that number, as a head of a home, it's not money you need. You don't need money to provide leadership in your home. What you need is judgment. Why? Because my daughters here are not money driven. I'm not saying you shouldn't have money. So they'll be wearing the same clothes. I will come and meet you. I will ask you, where you find your own wisdom from? Why are they not looking fine? They must look fine. They must look gorgeous. Amen. You must also provide leadership. You know, there are times when the woman is so proud, she's happy working with her husband. Yeah. When they are, who is your bobo? She's quick to present him. She's quick. Before they even ask who is, she will say, this is my husband. Before talking, nobody asks. She's proud of her husband. But when she's not proud, she'll just be looking for a way to avoid it. And she'll say, because you are driving one car. It's not car, not head. Correct head that get crown. It's a crown king standing with his queen. And you know, if you are lazy, you will meet me now. It's daddy has spoken. Makando, Barosa, Akandeye, Emelanto, Kambo, Lante. I said, sweetheart, what's going on? I'm not going to work a Makando bear. She said, what's going on here? Sit at home and teach her. Emakulalia de. Guy, when you are done, with your Emakuyande, you come and meet empty plates. That thing you did on the mountain, let it bring food. Do much. Jesu, Emakuagua. Let fish come out from their plates. So I want my brothers to be well built. Well built. Well built. Don't let your wife sorrow over you. Marriage is not meant to be so, Baba. I'm telling you. I'm not saying there are no challenges, but that's not the kind of challenge I'm referring to. Where every day she's paying, that my husband is not playing his role. So Paul, according to the scriptures, that's how heaven was coming to this man. on unveiling things to him, bringing things forth. Eh? Bringing things forth. Why? Because all the things I've said today is how to prepare a body that can do his will. Why? Because for you to really offer, you must be offered. There is a body. That's why that body, they don't speak it. They prepare it. A body has thou prepared me to do thy will, O God. The part that sweetened my heart so much yesterday was when Daddy was talking about Moses. Moses had his own tabernacle. Nobody can get... So people stood at their doorstep and was looking. Once they got stepped, they said the cloud will come. And they were talking face to face. My goodness. While another man, before he can have such access, is once in a year. And that once in a year, he share, they go kill something. They go do sacrifice. They go do offering. They go blood. They go, Jesus, may my case not be that way. That for me to assess your presence, a lot of pleadings.
The Spirit, these are the very burdens of my heart. These are the core of my heart. The times and the seasons where you are the days where you are beginning to knock at the door of everlasting.
Yes.
The Father is standing just behind the other side of the door, waiting to enter into the sanctuary that he may purify silver. The Father is waiting for you to complete this cycle. The Father is waiting for you to complete this cycle. You have to go through the intricacies of this season. You have to allow this season bet in you something that the Father can receive. You must be an offering that the Father can come into the sanctuary and receive. You must allow this season to work in you a new heart and a new spirit. You must labor alongside with your parents. You must labor when instructions come for you to read scriptures. Be glad and read those scriptures. When instructions come for you to pray, be glad and pray out loud. When instructions come on the household head, be glad and function really as the man of the household head. Satan in this season, he is waging war. He is seeing that a man child is about to emerge, and he is mad. He is ravaging. He is touching nations. He is touching governments. He is touching health. He is touching marriages. He is touching families. He is touching even things that your mind cannot fathom at this season. Satan is angry. He is seeing an emerging church. He is seeing a company arising in the spirit, and he knows his days are numbered. Satan himself, he knows. He knows that he has but only a few days. He knows that he has only but a few moments. And so he is wagging his tail, for he wants to bring down some stars, even from the very heaven. But lo, fear not, I, your everlasting Father, I stand at the other side of the door, knocking and waiting for you to open. See the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Something came to my heart. I think let me quickly say that. Amen. The Lord is restoring completely, ancient patterns. Right? The Lord is restoring ancient patterns. So please. There's also grace to yield. Do you understand me? There is grace to yield. And then power to really embody, you know, what the Lord is showing to us in this season. Okay? And the Lord will grant us more grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are many things heaven revealed to Paul. Paul understood the house. Paul understood the house. He knew the expectations at every level of the building of God's house. Right? And that's how you could see when Paul stepped at Corinth, he knew their levels. He was able to discern and saw what was lacking. You can't see what is lacking if you have not seen the pattern. Amen. If you have not seen the house, you can't tell if this house is looking like it. You must have seen the completeness of the house to know that, no, I think there should be a window here. Or this window, the shape is not the shape of what I've seen. So patterns are very, very important. Are we together? Now, you will discover that when Paul was at Corinth, amen, he spoke to them. He saw where they lacked. Is that not so? He also knew what they needed to do, you know, to adjust themselves in order to hit the template in God. All right? And then the same Paul also in Acts, new birth is not the end of salvation. New birth is not the final. Okay? New birth is a means to an end. That's how the scripture says, receiving the end, even of the soul. So, because Paul understood that, when he met those guys in Acts 19, he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So, in ancient pattern, as revealed by God, your receiving is not complete, amen, or your believing is not complete until you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Or your new birth. The sealing of your new birth is also the receiving of the Holy Ghost. So what actually should come with new birth package, amen, is baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you could say it was not just a pattern that Jesus shown to Paul. It was also the same thing with Peter. Amen. Only that for Peter, it was a bit dramatic because of Judaism, man. And also the mind of thinking that the Holy Ghost is only meant for the Jew. Is that not so? So as he was talking, while Peter yet spake, as he was still speaking with who? With Cornelius. He was speaking. Now as was the heart was responding. In other words, Cornelius was going through his new birth experience. Immediately that ended, the Holy Ghost landed. So that shows that true believing, according to the order of the New Testament, must come with the receiving of the Holy Ghost. Now, amen. So you discover that by other teachings that wanted to bring in works of men, tradition of men. To me, don't make this into cheap. Once somebody gets born again today, they'll give him time to go through school of sanctification, to be worthy for the Holy Ghost. That is not scriptural. It is not in the scriptures. It's not scriptural. Why? Because the receiving of the Holy Ghost is the package that comes with you believing in Jesus. You have right to it. Not by your works. Not because you are good. Not because you are bad. Because you accepted Jesus. You have right to receiving the Holy Ghost. Do you know what I'm saying now? So, as many of us here, you know that since you believed, you have not yet received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Today is our day. And I'm saying, by the mercy of God, you will go back baptized. So, Paul understood all that because he knew that you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit because the journey is far. It's an equipping for the journey ahead. You need it. You need it for the journey. You need to be empowered for the journey. Amen. Heaven came to us in many ways, right? Now, when you look at Ephesians, amen. So all these things you have so far, The Lord is actually preparing your body. The Lord is preparing your body. Like the way they were preparing Esther. So all the schooling of Mordecai is to make you presentable to the king. So a man well instructed in righteousness knew, put this one, don't eat this one, put this perfume, put this one, mix this one, do this one, wash this one, do this one. They were preparing that body for presentation. So all the things the Lord has said to us today is to prepare our body. So instructions have been given to us to go and apply. Go and apply it. Huh? You hear me so? Okay. So in Ephesians chapter 4, amen. I read from verse 1. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye do what? That ye walk. How you self-cleanse, or how you are washed, or how you build muscle, how you are raised, how you are built up, is by walking. Walking is practice. You walk. So when you walk, you build muscle. When you walk, you build strength. When you walk, you practice. Eh? So in walking, you will walk and walk and walk and walk. A time is going to come, your walk will start being pleasing. From pleasing, it's going to be a worthy walk. Why? Because for Abraham, first, he walked. Eh? He walked. The Lord taught him how to walk. Okay? All manner of instructions. He was walking. Instructing his feet. But when it was time for him to be counted worthy, the Lord said, walk before me and be thou perfect. So, walk before me. I want to see you walk. And I want to watch you from back and see that you are taking the right step. You are walking as I would have walked. I've taught you how to walk. Why? Because you are entering perfection of walking. Walk before me and be thou perfect. So, all the instruction given to us, we may not really start with perfection. We must start from somewhere. So as you are learning, sometimes you will learn it, sometimes you will fall. Eh? Have you not seen Limwell? That is the latest in town. Even though that he's walking, there are telling you, he will miss one step. Do you see him fall and start crying? It's an exercise. Eh? You beat muscle, you stand. You beat muscle, you stand. So that they take one step. So that they need aid around them. They use chair. Take one, two. Sometimes they leave it. They walk. They may not walk long distance. Sometimes you will see them. A time is going to come. The boy will walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. When he's getting short of his walk, he will chase out. He will chase out and walk. So as you are walking, you are also cultivating a manner in the spirit. So beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation. That walk is a profession. Eh? Eh? Is a profession, is a job. Are we together? And you must walk worthy. It means you must walk according to the ethics of that profession. Walk, right? He said, wherewith ye are called. You were actually called to walk. Eh? In answer, with all what? With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Why? Because you need all these tools around you in your work. If not, you won't be counted worthy of your vocation in walking. Why? Because you need long suffering. You need meekness. You need lowliness. You need all these aids around you to walk well. If they are not there, your work will be faulty. And you saw, you know, when the Lord started putting more emphasis on the issue of meekness, amen, the issue of lowliness, the issue of humility, are we together? All these things are part of your virtue. There are things you should add to your work. You should add it. Eh? You add it. Eh? You are adding it to the building, right? You are adding all this to the building so that the building can be accepted. In us, say, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. So it's quite clear that in the process, spirit will fight this. In your making process, how you learn to walk, So, because by endeavoring or making all that is within you to still stay, you are wearing out spirits. Why? Because the default tendency is not to keep the unity of the spirit. Reasons that make sense, minds, reasoning, arguments. All right? Now, having said all this, they now brought back the gifts. Amen? Talking about the gift of Christ and what they are meant for. So, all the things we are learning today under our parents, they are all blocks of salvation. Yeah? So that's why you can't be saved or get mature outside those things. Amen. Why? Because then when they were done bringing, you know, out to us how heaven set the growth of the church and also our edification and maturity. Amen. And I said, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth do what? Walk not. It means without these people, we'll keep walking. Eh? We'll keep walking because a template has been written in our mind. A law has been written already by which we walk. But another law is being written by this gift. Amen. He said, having the understanding world darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have what? Giving themselves over unto lasciviousness to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. Amen. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, okay, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. Do you know what your heart is meant for? Eh? There is an ear in your heart. Every human being. There is an ear in the heart. So when the ear in the heart opens, the heart gets transformed. So what can turn stony heart to fleshy heart is when the ear in the heart gets open. Hey. Amen. That's when you look at heart. When you look at heart, the center three words is ear. Can you see it? When you spell heart, you see ear at the middle. The first letter is H. The other letter is T. But in between the H and the T is ear. There is an ear in your heart. Now, listen. That's why you see, learning, you don't learn with the mind. You don't learn with the mind. No, you don't. I'm talking about true learning in the spirit. You don't learn with the mind. Anything you learn with the mind can easily go. That's why also in that word called learn, there's also ear. In between L and N, there's also ear there. So those two ears, they work. Now, what, amen, what can change the heart? What can transform the heart? Eh? What can make the heart to change? Is that the ear in your heart needs to hear truth. Amen. That place, he said, ye have not so learned Christ. If ye be that, and he has taught you as what? The truth is in Jesus. So what that tells me basically is that what that thing teaches or what you are to learn is truth. I will not tell you what your heart is meant for. Your heart is meant to hear truth. So the H before the ear is here. The T at the end of ear is truth. So what can change hearts is hearing truth. Now, there's no way, amen. So your heart, say my heart.
My heart.
The H there is to hear.
Yes.
And the T there is to hear truth. So the last T in the heart is meant for truth. And the H is keep hearing truth. So as you are hearing truth, the ear in your heart will be open. And once it opens, the heart will be changed. That's your engine. Once your engine is made good, your fruit will be good. So the secret on how heart can change is this. Why? Because you can be taught and you may not learn. But once you learn, you have been taught. Yes. Once you learn, you have heard. That's why it takes time to learn. You can hear, and not learn. But once you learn, your heart has heard. And once that happens, there will be change. So, do you want to offer? Eh? You want to offer? Are you sure? Eh? You want to offer? Offer. So you can see who can offer here. Why? Because by the time you go through this school and then you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. He now did what? He now said what? Be what? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let me now tell you how it works. There are things that our hearts have heard. There are certain thoughts. You don't think it. They come naturally. Do you know why it's so? Eh? Your heart has heard and schooled your mind. Those are the things that the mind does. It does not concern Jesus. Because he knows that what comes to your mind, his root is in the heart. But because the heart has used it, the heart has used and then schooled the mind back. Once your heart schools your mind, it stays. Why? Because the faculty you use to tell your mind otherwise is your heart. So if what goes to your mind came from your heart, there's nothing to school your mind with. So that's why God is after the heart. So by the time you stand on receiving truth, and truth teaches your heart, and your heart receives it, your heart will start gradually schooling the mind. Once the mind has been schooled, that's the finishing point. God will say, the name of the Father is written on their forehead. He didn't mention heart. Well, because once it's here, it's the crown. Well, because that thing in the heart has been used over and over, and you have gained mastery. And because you have gained, they will give you a crown. It means you won't think it. Naturally, you will do it. So the unrighteousness will do naturally. The heart was so much school, and it schooled the mind back. It schooled the mind back so much so that the mind does it without effort. There are things today you don't need to make effort to think of what you want to do next. So sometimes to slow it down. Like I'm talking to you now, something can be talking back to you. Amen. It's coming from a place. Even so, you'll be asking, where is my mind talking back like this? You know, share. Even yourself, you are surprised. Won't you share? Laws have been written. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Laws have been written. So those laws are functioning like codes. And the code says, when this happens, do this. So when it happens, it does this. You may not know why it's doing it, but it's doing it because it has been written. So in most cases, what makes you say, why am I thinking this way? What's wrong with me? It's because there's another awareness in you that tells you, no, but I shouldn't be thinking that way. It's already a good start. Yeah. But it doesn't stop there. Why? Because everyone has to go beyond just that reaction of, why am I feeling this way? To go to the root cause. That's why I say, I'm going to write my laws in their heart and in their minds. And on that day, nobody will say, know the Lord. They will all know me. So, he now said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Why? Because once the heart is taught with truth, over and over, there are things you will discover that you do it effortlessly, over time. All other people are wondering, how is she doing it? For me, it's hard though. Don't worry, you'll soon get there. Just keep practicing. Okay? So, once that is done, he now said, that ye put on, you need to put on. You need to wear it. The new man, which is after God, is created in what? In righteousness. Amen. Now, all these things were templates. Templates. You know? And then when those templates are written, you now begin to see the works of the old man. Amen. So, now that your mind has been renewed, why? Because you're also going to be fighting. You're going to war. Why? Because you are not completely delivered. You are being delivered. Are we together? Yeah. Now, he now said, once you put on the new man, okay, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, you're already empowered to war. You are empowered to war. You are empowered to war. So, you war. Eh? You may not win all, but keep warring. In answer there. Wherefore, what? You know, this is going to almost, most of those places, you'll be wondering, putting. He said, wherefore, putting away. That means it's a process. Putting away. It means you don't stop. Putting away what? Lying. Every man speaking what? Truth. With his neighbor. It's not your neighbor, it's your brother. For we are members of one another. In order to say what? Be angry. Do what? Sin not. Let the sun not go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that do what? Steal no more, but rather let him labor. Working with what? His hands. The thing which is good. That he may have to do what? To him that needeth. Look at it, 29. Let no word corrupt what? Communication proceed out of your mouth. But what? But that which is good to the use of what? Edifying, that it may minister what? Grace unto the hearers. 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all what? Bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be what? With what? In answer, be what? Tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. So it means now that you are being empowered with a new law, these are the wars you will do. And I'm too sure that in a day you meet any of this, Abby. You meet at least one. Whether you are alone, me, in fact, I'm always alone, you meet it. So you war. You war, because that's the way to put on the new man. So by the time all these things are done, you now see in verse 5. They're already preparing you to be what? Be ye therefore followers of who? As dear children. Walk in as Christ also as what? And as giving what? For us as what? And what? To who? For what?
A sweet smelling savour.
You know, when you are doing those things, you know, sometimes it's not easy to obey those laws I just mentioned now. Because anytime you obey them, you are shedding your blood. You are actually sacrificing. Anytime you obey them, they are burning you on fire. So there is a smell that goes to God. It's a sweet smelling savour. Why? Because you are sacrificing. Amen. So when you choose to do all this, you are also walking in love. Why? Because love gives. The strongest expression of love is not to take. Our own love always receive. I love you. Give me. Amen. You know I love you. Give me. You know I love you. Give me. It's wrong. When you say I love, you give. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gave his only begotten son. Then Paul now said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So, anytime you do all these things mentioned, you are giving. So, walk in love as Christ, also as what? Loved us and as giving himself for us as what? An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Do you want to be a sweet smelling savour? I want to be. I want to be. And you were actually ordained to be like that. Do you know what? Jesus was smelling to God. And the aroma was getting stronger. You know what? Let me tell you, aroma is at a different level. When you first of all cut a meat and put it on fire, it has an aroma. It's not too sweet aroma. When the meat is still fresh. But the aroma gets sweeter when it's almost cooked. When the meat is almost done, the aroma is the sweetest. So, this guy was giving good aroma. So, it means The more you allow, the sweeter you become. The more you allow, the sweeter you become. So when Jesus was at Jordan, that guy was emitting aroma all the time. He has not done anything. I'm not talking about you going to do something for God. I'm talking about your life. He said, this is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased. Why? Because this man was emitting a strong smell. You know, there's a smell you can't resist. You can't resist some smell. It doesn't matter how strong you are. You first of all take it in. Sometimes the smell alone can quench your hunger. I mean, just the aroma can quench your hunger. Imagine yourself being such an aroma. When God smells it, he's satisfied. He's satisfied. It just came to mind when God wanted to destroy the earth. He didn't discuss it with Noah. He never told Noah, I'm going to destroy the earth. He made up his mind, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know, somehow, Noah went and gave an offering. That smell went up. And God said, no. That was the God cut covenant. He said, listen, I will not destroy the earth. With water, this covenant will not just stand with you. It will stand till eternity. So till today, when you see that rainbow, it's a remembrance that I've cut a covenant with a man called Noah. Let me tell you, what smelled to God is beyond just what Noah offered. It was his life. It's looking like the offering of Cain and Abel. He said, I didn't have regard unto your offering, but I had regard unto you, your person. Your person is a smell to me. I can't resist you. You smell good. You smell good. This is where God is taking us to. God wants to make you a sweet-smelling savour. Sweet-smelling savour. Anywhere you get to, you command God's presence. Why? Because you carry a smell. He said, this is the field that the Lord has blessed. He said, you have a smell of blessing. God has blessed you. Abraham was so blessed. He said, you have entered into a realm where you have become blessed. Anyone that bless you is blessed. Anyone that dare curse you is cursed. Why? Because you carry something. Any man that favors you will receive favor in many folds. Why? Because the person is no longer just blessing just an ordinary man. You have met an ambassador. But for you to get there, they must prepare your body. So you must allow the body to give a will. One of the things that makes us not to really smell the way we should smell is our will. Our will is strong. We wrestle too much with God. We argue with God. We reason with God. We come to God well equipped with weapons of argument. Can we drop our weapon today? Jesus, teach me how to drop all my weapons. He said, my ears are thou open. You open my ears. Because that ear was open to hear truth. Therefore, the Father was preparing a body. A body fit for glory. A body fit for glory. A body fit for use. A body fit for service. A body for his will. He said, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. Father, I thank you because I am seeing them. I am seeing many, 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 many bodies that will do all your will. Do all your will. They will do all your will. They will do all your will. They will do all your will. Can you yield to him? Can you yield to him? Jesus, I yield. I yield to you. I yield my members. I yield my faculties. I yield to you. I yield. I yield. I yield. I yield. As I have yielded my members unto unrighteousness, I receive grace to yield my members to righteousness, unto holiness. I receive grace. Lewa la shibro no taniyame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Adiande kofrenia gelion tostavina. Brande coste zile habrene ketruania si geveno. Amania pacruania si. Ivinia coprenia si. Ivunatina gania preto si. Amati, 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 amati. Agenio phonomati. Zanate vinio coronamati, zene pofeni gastaya. For you see, a blessing has been rained down today. A blessing, a blessing, a blessing, a blessing to raise you, even to raise you, even to raise you up, to raise you up, to raise you up as a stature that can offer, as a stature that can offer, so that you can be able to stand before me and offer. Stand before me and offer. Stand before me and offer yourself. 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 For you are my project. You are my project. And you are my building. You are my building. A building that can stand before me. A building that can stand before me. Yes. Yes. For I am the minister of the sanctuary. I have come as a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. Oh, for to make you true. To make you true. Tried and true, tried and true, tried and true, a sanctuary, tried and true, tried and true. Oh, the words that you have heard, they are words that will refine you, refine you, refine you, and make you tested. Take you through furnace, furnace to make you tried, so that you can be true, you can be true. For you see, you must give all diligence. Even to receive and to stay with these words, they will refine you. They will purify you. They will purge you. For I want to purge you. I want to purge you that you can appear divine. That you can receive divine nature. A gold, gold, golden, golden stature. A brekta vile barua kapania shavahaya. Receive. Receive and transact with this word. Engage it in your daily conversation. For as you do, I am purifying your work. I am purifying your feet. You are becoming more beautiful. A grace the villa barua tegebani. And it will be a nature
that I can receive. A nature that I can receive. A nature that has been totally changed. Even the nature of the new man. The nature of the new man. That is the nature that can stand before me. That is the vessel that I can honor. That is the vessel that I, the Father, can honor. Therefore, allow it to refine you. For it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in the furnace of the Father so that you can be refined. Allow this world try you. Allow them make you true so that it can be a tabernacle before me that I can receive.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818.